Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from Grinder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group with another episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. Thanks for joining us. This week, we're going to talk about how to look for and sell opportunities in the landscape. How do you turn some of these damages and obstacles and things you see on properties? How do you turn those into business? Okay, it's going to be a great episode for those of you looking to make some easy sales. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since making sure your team knows you appreciate them. So I have this little apron that I wear, and you're not going to be able to see me wearing it, so I took it off, and it's this right here. If you're on YouTube, go to YouTube. You can see it has my logo on the side, and it's got our four core values: quality, leadership, teamwork, and profitability. And in the pockets, folks, is candy. Payday candy bars being my favorite, another little piece of candy. And I wear it around my waist. Whenever we have a meeting where we have the whole company, in the morning on the back pad where we do our safety or when we do our grow meeting, I'm passing candy out. It's a little thing, folks. It's not a big deal. I've got it stuffed full of candy and I throw it out. I ask somebody, what's the takeaway from last week's training? And they say that. It's amazing. I know it's small. It's stupid. It's silly. But you'd be amazed at how many smiles I put on the faces of our team with this. And I'll report back to you later on how this continues to go. But the question I have for you here before we start the Grow Show powered by Steel this week, what can you do to let your team know you appreciate them and how can you make them smile? Good thought to have. Now onto this week's edition of the Grow Show powered by Steel. There's a lot of ways you can find work in and on your clients' properties, ladies and gentlemen. We do it in many different ways here at Grinder Landscaping Company, and we teach it to hundreds of owners and leaders of landscaping companies each year, whether it's in our peer groups, our online training, or one of our many speaking events across the country. And I wanted to talk to you about that today on the Grow Show powered by Steel. A philosophy that I have long had that works for businesses is just this: dig 40 1,000 foot deep wells, not 1,000 40 foot deep wells. Does that make sense? What I'm telling you is you should be looking for deep relationships. You should be looking for the relationships that you can really turn into something. Now, that's not to say that somebody has a small property, you shouldn't look at working with them. What I'm saying is, we're trying to do everything for them then. We're not just going to do only one job for them. We're going to constantly be looking for things. You're a consultant. You're there to tell them what you can do to help make their property look better. I think it's time for us to slow down long enough to do this. A couple of stories to talk about. In 2022, our sales were around $5 million, and 80% of that business came from 55 people. We could put them on a bus. Now, we've grown a lot, so it's a lot more people now. But percentage-wise, I just looked at it, and about 70% of the $18 million worth of business that we will do this year in 2025 is going to come from about 30% of our clients. It's amazing. You should be able to tell that, and I think it would be a really cool exercise. Hopefully, you can go in your software and you can find it or talk to your accountant, but you should be able to do this, okay? And I think you should find out what it is. And as we go forward, I think there's some opportunities that you need to be focused on, because you grow a business by taking care of your client base, by asking them what else you can do for them, by asking them what other departments do they have in their company, what other property managers work for your company that I could work with. That's one of the reasons we're going to Cincinnati, Ohio. We've got some clients in Dayton that have properties in Cincinnati that they want us to take care of. Okay, so we got to be looking at that. And I think there are two things you should be focused on as you think about opportunities. The best two opportunities are, number one, selling more to existing clients. We don't look at that enough. We don't send a handwritten note to a client. We don't audit a site. We don't walk their property. We don't tell our salespeople to look for stuff. We instead send out postcards and do ads and do social media, which you all should be doing, by the way. But you got to be talking to your clients. The other day, I got a handwritten note from a plumber. It's a plumbing company. Now, maybe it wasn't a handwritten note. Maybe it's one of those computer-generated ones, but it sure looked handwritten. I've never worked with the plumbing company. Many years ago, I gave him a call to have him quote something, but I'm so happy with the plumbing company I use. They're called Correct Plumbing. They're here in Dayton. They're amazing. I'm not switching. But I got a handwritten note from them that said, hey, we've quoted work for you in the past. We've never been fortunate enough to work with you. We wanted to let you know that we have, I think it said in the note, we have 26 plumbers or 26 employees on our team, and we would welcome an opportunity to work with the Grunder family. Enclosed is a flyer that talks about all the things that we do, and there's a coupon for 15% off your next service call. How about giving us a try? I was so impressed with that. You can do all that stuff. It's working. You got to figure out a way to sell more to your existing clients, folks. You got to figure that out. A note like that to your existing clients would be unbelievably effective. So sell more to existing clients. And then number two, route density. Route density is picking up jobs that are by the ones that you already have. So let's talk a little bit more. Selling more to existing clients, so important. When you are a professional, folks, that's what you should be doing. When I go to my doctor, Dr. Nick Davis, I want him to be telling me every possible thing I can do to live to be 110. Maybe I won't live to be 110. Sadly, my life is more than half over at 57 years of age, but I want him to be telling me everything. And when I go in to see him, if he sees a lesion on my forehead or something, I don't want him to look at that and say, I don't want to say anything about that. I'm a general practitioner. I don't want to say. He's obligated to tell me. I want you to have that same kind of passion and that sense of obligation for your client's properties about what a professional does. We did the NALP field trip last year at a company called Siebert Landscape on the north side of Chicago. It was a very educational tour. One of the things I learned from them, one of their salespeople came and said that they take selling enhancements and they take making sure their clients' properties look good very, very serious. And they said, we would never want one of our property managers to look bad in front of their boss because we didn't tell them there was a dead tree or a drainage problem or something. And their boss comes on the site to walk the site and ask them, why does that look that way? And then their response might be, well, my landscaper hasn't told me. And then if their boss is good, says, so you need the landscaper to tell you, you don't see it. You see what I'm saying? So they looked at it like it was proactive. We don't want a property manager to get sideways with their boss. We want them to look good. We're going to tell them everything. And it's such a visual business. Sometimes a property manager or a homeowner can see something, but if you snap a picture of it and send it to them and said, hey, at some point, we really should address this. This is getting bad. That's what it does. I have sold an incredible amount of work using this phone with that way. You are the professional. They trust you. Leverage that. Be the person they can count on. Do your inspections and quit putting your team in bad spots. Here are some other things we see. We have a client down the road here from us. They have a lot of sycamore trees that had branches that were low, and they had a mulberry tree that, quite frankly, I wanted us to remove, but they didn't want to remove it. But it had low branches that our mowing guys were going to poke an eye out. We wear safety goggles when we run weed eaters and when we run a blower, but we don't wear safety goggles when we run a lawnmower. I guess maybe we should. You may call me on that. I don't think you should have to wear safety goggles when you're running a lawnmower, although I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea. As I'm saying this, it might be something we need to talk about, okay? But we went to that client. We said, hey, here's a quote. It's $1,200. We need to limb up like 9 trees. They're in the way and they're hazards. Those are things you should be doing. You've got a buckled sidewalk. That should be something you should be quoting them. You've got a drainage concern. You've got an area. We're going to show a couple pictures now. These are some photos from some job sites that were just completed. And the landscape architect that did the job for our client, not us, they put these lights out in the grass with no cobbles around them. You see those right now as we put them up on the screen? Like how is our team going to mow that and not damage those lights? How in the world is that going to happen? And then this picture I show now, how is our team going to weed eat along that beautiful aluminum fence without tearing it all up? How are they going to do that? So, but what happens is we put our crews in a bad spot and we have them go out there and mow it. And then they tear the fence up and now you're buying a fence. Now you're buying a light. You need to cover your rear end with that. You need to look at that. So folks, this becomes a business of looking around. You are an expert. You're in the cleaning business. You're in the image business. Look around. There's sales everywhere. My longtime pal, Frank Mariani, once said to me, every landscape in America could use a flat of Pacasandra. Metaphorically speaking, what he was saying was, every landscape could use something. And he's so right. Other times, there's other areas of a landscape design that's just asking for trouble. Maybe it's something that's a slope that you know the mower's going to tear up. But we just sit back and we take it. And then we end up in a bad spot, folks. One of my other buddies, Bob Grover, Pacific Landscape Management. Bob listens to the show. Bob, big shout out, buddy. Appreciate you. I've learned a ton from you. Bob said when we did the NALP field trip there several years ago, he said, our belief is that if we point out to the client something's wrong on their property, we can give them a quote for that and we can probably get them to pay us to fix it. But if they have to point it out to us, we may be in a bad spot and we may have to eat that and fix it for them. And I think that's right. Now, there's no, you don't see malpractice suits in the green industry, thank goodness, like you see in medicine, okay? But you have an obligation, you're a professional. And this is how you can fill up crews with work by looking for this stuff. Designers should not be doing certain things like what you see in those pictures. And then the teams in the field, when you take that on, you know, get it fixed so they don't have to do that. Show the client how you can make it better. Maybe next time they'll let you design it. We recently took on a huge maintenance account. It has acres and acres of mowing. And one of the ways we got it was we're going to let about 8 or 9 acres of the area just kind of not be mowed and kind of look like a prairie. And we're going to kind of scallop some lines into it. We ended up being able to give the client a much lower price than what the other companies were given. And they couldn't believe it. They loved our idea and they want to work with us. Think about who would want to work with you when you have a mindset like that. And what I'm getting at is there's opportunities on these properties. When you see things that aren't quite right, there's a chance for you to make money with that. There's drainage, there's buckled sidewalks, there's areas that should be cobbled, there's areas that used to be full sun, now the tree has grown in their shade. There is a constant evolvement, and you have an opportunity when there's damages and other things to turn this in, okay? So that's the first side. Then the second one we want to talk about on the Grow Show Powered by Steel today, it's really pretty simple, route density. You should be looking to pick up accounts where you have things. Right here where our main office is, there is literally $500,000 worth of maintenance work that we don't even need a truck for, okay, to do the mowing. We can send a mower out the front door, they can turn left, and those crews can just keep mowing till they're till the cows come home, okay? We're looking at route density. It's pretty simple, folks. So taking advantage of opportunities as smart business folks, look through this. Consider some of the pictures we've showed you for inspiration that were issues. Are those issues on your properties? What could you do? And when's the last time you looked at where you had your clients? Are there any other potential clients around there? Should you go out right now and go take a peek at some of those and maybe call on them and say, hey, I couldn't help but notice a few things I think we could help you with in the landscape. Would you be interested in letting us help you quote this fall? We would love to work with you. In fact, today my crew is right across the street. Given the fact that we're so close, we will be very competitive on our price. You see how that can work? All right. Well, I hope we helped you in a small way. That's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show Powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Take your phone out right now and text it to them. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose outdoor power equipment makes our jobs easier every day. Did you know that you can tour Marty's Landscaping Company? We're hosting 4 Grunder Landscaping Company field trips in 2025, where landscape pros can come see our operation for themselves in a small group setting. Meet the GLC leadership team, ask Marty your questions in person, and connect with other landscape pros. Space is limited. Visit growgroupinc.com today to sign up.